Dude, they did it. They did it. The best idea they've ever had. The Iowa players, they released their own OnlyFans, basically, if you know what that is. That might be going a little bit far, but it does sort of play to the brand of our show. It's like Iowa football private content, and you now have an opportunity with the NIL club. We're going to get to that. Kevin and I talk for a while about some other stuff, but later in the episode, skip ahead, you can hear about the club. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in, fans, to episode 331 of the Wash Up Walk Ons podcast. I'm Tyler, and his name is Kevin, and this is the Tyler and Kevin Show, new podcast.
What up?
We got blinker turn signal Kevin today, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you driving the...
Steve Manders, because I'm the Corn Belt Cowboy this evening.
You're driving the cornfields of Iowa?
I am, yep. I'm in southeastern Iowa, heading back to home base in Iowa City right now.
Oh, so you were doing some work. You're putting in that work, huh?
I'm putting in that work. Watch me grind.
Easy money?
Easy money, man.
Oh, inspiration from the Benton chat yesterday. Cornfields of Iowa, yeah, the home of Josie Jewell, Northeast Iowa. Read a article on him. Did you see the article that was, or the little story that they did on him?
You know, I saw the article. I sent it to myself to read for later. I haven't had a chance to dive into it yet, but, you know, article sucking off Josie Jewell. What else is new?
Yeah, honestly, there's not enough of them. And, you know, unprompted by this article, a couple days ago, I text Josie and I said, hey, we got to get you on the podcast. We keep saying Ike and Josie, we got to get them back on the podcast. I think both of them are really sort of turned off by the idea to be going on a bunch of podcasts, which I get it. But he did respond to me. It only took 72 hours. And he said in the next, right. And it took three days. And inside those 3 days, there was multiple responses to the group chat and the Instagram group that we are all in. So disrespectful. And
that's why it's so funny.
right. And he did say that in the next couple of weeks, he should have some time. I believe we're now into July. I believe that all their shit is done. And now they are basically waiting for training camp to begin. So, you know, we kind of fumbled last year on getting these guys, these two and George and other players. It's hard to pin these guys down because they do take their off season so seriously and they're busy people. And when you make that much money to play a football game, you kind of just cut out bullshit in your life. And well, our podcast is bullshit. So I hope that we can get the Outlaw on soon. I got some good new juicy questions to ask him. Couple that respond from the article. I did read through the article. Good little read. It appears that if anybody wants to read it, I don't think I shared it on my Twitter, but I did share it on my Facebook. I'll probably share it on the Wash Up Walk-On's Twitter as well. Somebody followed him back. They brought him all the way back to Decorah, Iowa, and got a good little like 11-minute video put together, 50 pictures of Josie at the football field, at the Route 43 juicery, at the Jewel Farm, where shenanigans happened both before we came into Josie's life and during. It prompted me to go watch our slip and slide video from 2016, which still is on YouTube.
Dude, we gotta share that one on the Hawk on the Washed Up Walk on Twitter too, because that was an electric day.
Probably one of the best days of college that we've ever had.
That was it. It's up there. It's top 10 for sure.
I was going to say top 10. That's a top 10 day from the time
period. I was going to say top five, but I don't know if it's top five. It's top 10.
I would say that that's including everything. I'm going to say that the getaway to Josie's house, was it 4th of July weekend?
No. Wouldn't have been 4th of July.
Okay. I think it was just, I don't remember when it was. It was just a
some weekend over the summer.
I think it might have just been the second Saturday of June. And I'll just share the video to the Patreon tonight and then maybe retweet it as well. A legendary day where we all the plans came together. You get a couple tarps and some hay bales and some water going down a big hill in the countryside of Decorah. And you got yourself a pretty badass slip and slide. So that is the little rabbit hole that I went down today. Your boy was looking thick back then, right? That's a different Tyler Kluver. That was 97.
You were thick back then.
I mean, it was, there's no doubt about
it. You looked how you were.
Yeah.
Your look was an accurate portrayal of who you were as a person.
100%. Well, they say you are what you eat. And that was 100% true.
You were a Culver's Butterburger.
Yeah, I was a human representation of a Butterburger. And honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm proud of that. And we all have phases in our life. And I'm proud to stand here and say that I had a Butterburger phase, you know. Hey, never forget hard bod spring of 2015, hard bod. You're the hard bod.
You're the hard bod.
Kevin and I went on a health smoothie, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups at the end of every single day kick in the spring of 2015. Honestly, probably what propelled us to an undefeated season that year.
That, on top of the fact that we toughened ourselves mentally by going through that entire summer without air conditioning. Why? Because we were too lazy to call someone to fix the fucker.
We did. It was hot as hell, too. It was so hot. Dude, I can still...
Bro, I slept on the couch for a whole summer just because it was too hot.
So, true story. Summer of 2015 rolls around. It's a summer comparable to this summer, right? Several days in the mid to high 90s. Yeah, you know, thick like Iowa gets. Thicker than the Butterburger, right? And... you know, the AC decides at old 337 Benton Street that it's going to take a break for a couple months. And because
the most important couple months,
the worst 2 months of the year, in fact. And so as an Iowa football player, you are in the, you know, you're there for summer from the first Monday of June through the next 4 weeks. You get a break over 4th of July week. Whatever that fifth week would be. And then you go three, maybe two and a half, but 3 weeks in July. So there's 7 weeks, right? Then you come back and you're in camp and you're in the hotel. So I'm trying to time phrase out here, how much we spent in that house. So we essentially were there for 2 months. The AC didn't work. I think our house sat around 84 during the day, 86.
Yeah, it was usually low to mid
80s. And at night, we were lucky to get it down into the mid 70s. Lucky. Kevin moved his room, his sheets and his blanket and pillows were moved to the couch. Thankfully, it was a nice deep couch that was good for sleeping. He slept with a fan directly on him. And
I also took a cold shower before I tried to like freezing cold. Like yeah. I wanted to be hypothermic before going to bed because I know I was just going to start sweating.
Do you think that I'm curious because I was listening to a podcast by Andrew Huberman. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a neuroscientist, big into sort of health hacks, life hacks, plenty of other stuff as well. I was listening to a podcast on his platform where he talked about the idea is if you want to cool your body down, the best way to do it would not be to fully immerse yourself in cold water, because your body's response to that is actually to activate the heating up mechanisms. So yes. Okay. So while you're in the shower, obviously you're going to feel cold because of the contact with the water on your skin. But the lasting effect of that would actually be you've put your body into heat up mode because of the,
I can see that. Yeah.
So what he said, and what may have been a better, so anybody who's hot or cold, you can go the other way too. What he said, the best thing to do is find your, the top of your head, your hands and your feet, and just make those areas cold, because that is where, okay, now we're getting real scientific. Those are the places in our body where we do not have certain veins or arteries. What are they called? They're the very small ones.
Thermoreceptors or what? What are you talking about?
So most of our body has the ability to insulate itself, veins or arteries, from severe temperatures. The reason why we transfer heat out of our hands and our feet is because the vessels in those areas have a very, what did he call it? There's the thermoosmosis of that area is very thin and it's transferred very easily. So that is where you'd want to make a point of emphasis if you're trying to warm yourself up or cool yourself down. Regardless, we got through that summer. And Kev, do you remember before that 2015 season, you and I predicting how we were going to do that year?
Yeah, and I specifically remember us going through the schedule, and then we're like, week four Wisconsin, or week five Wisconsin, no reason we can't win that game.
Right? We'll be in it.
And then we said, like, you know, we beat Wisconsin. Ain't nobody left in the schedule that we can't beat.
Right.
Right?
Kevin and I... And we didn't do this every year, but Kevin and I went through, for some reason, decided to go through our schedule as we maybe entered camp, like we were getting ready to go into camp. And it was
pretty close to the camp time. Yeah.
And we kind of looked at each other and was like, hey, if we can beat Wisconsin, we're going to have, and we're undefeated still to that point, we're going to have not only a 5-0 record and some momentum, but a lot of confidence. Because they're probably the best team on the schedule. And yes, 100%, we got a good draw that year on the schedule. And that is exactly what happened. We went on to win 12-0, obviously. And Kevin and I each week were looking at each other like, what in the hell is going on?
Hey, worst case scenario, we're going to the Rose Bowl. That was the worst case scenario.
We did get to a point, worst case scenario. And you know what? It really ended up being worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario happened. And not only did we go to the Rose Bowl, but we got our asses kicked at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
That was the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You actually got the floor of what Iowa football could accomplish in 2015.
Yeah, we got the absolute floor. We bought at the very top, and then it started to go down. Speaking of the Rose Bowl, Stanford, the Pac-12, I know we talked about it the other day, UCLA, USC joining the Big Ten. From what I can tell on Twitter, which is not a super in-depth research for the conferences, it looks like that the Big Ten is really only concerned with adding Notre Dame in the next couple years, and the Big 12 might be swallowing up a lot of those extra Pac-12 teams. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I've seen the talk. It is interesting. Like, I know more and more pressure is being put on Notre Dame to join a conference, both for TV and media rights and money, but also for
relevance.
You know, you get these super conferences, and then, you know, you're not part of the conference. Are you even in the conference? For college football playoffs and all that kind of stuff. It would be interesting to see if the Big Ten can snag them, because they're basically an ACC team.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like all their other sports are officially in the ACC, and the football team plays six ACC games a year. They have a contract with the ACC conference to play play six ACC games here, then they play six other Yahoos or whatever they feel like.
Yeah, it'd be
interesting if the Big Ten could steal them away, though.
Don't they feel like a Big Ten team? I mean, you know.
Oh, they absolutely do. I mean, they're in the heartland of the Big Ten, and you know, they're an hour outside Chicagoland. They're Indiana. It's, you know, it's Big Ten territory right there, you know.
Have you ever been
to Notre Dame game? I have not. No, actually, I have not.
I've heard it's I've heard it's pretty nice, pretty sick.
It is, from what I've heard. It's like, if you want to go watch a game of football, it'll be classy about it, you know.
Yeah,
they're a bougie type fan base. And I don't know. That's just kind of what I heard. Not my cup of tea.
Sure.
But, you know, to each their own.
It would be interesting. And then, of course, if that's the only team that joins, which at this point it kind of feels like one extra team might be on the low end of the over-under. But that would make the conference uneven. One side would have more or less. Maybe there wouldn't even be sides at that point. Who knows? The Big 12 would end up being like 20-plus teams if they're going to swallow up like Arizona, Arizona State, Washington, Oregon, like other shit like that. So I don't know, man. It's different. It's weird. It's all
that.
Yeah, it's all,
you know, it's actually surprising. You know, obviously things got changed up with the Big Ten taking UCLA, USC, but it definitely felt like the Big 12 was the conference that gets swallowed up by the others, not the Pac 12.
Right. I don't know. It's interesting. Would love to be in on talks of what really matters there, like, you know, the actual big money. We'll take a quick second to talk about money. If you want to support the Washed Up Walk-Ons, us, you know, Kevin, Tyler, Drake, unfortunately. By the way, people the other day, Kev, when he left us for a quesadilla, you remember that?
Oh yeah.
That old, fuck him and his quesadilla line. People thoroughly enjoyed that. One of our very involved fans, Dakota, actually suggested that we create a segment that is pretty much just when we get to the point in the podcast where Drake is no longer enthused to be here, and we just announce it as, all right, and this is the point in the podcast where Drake leaves us for a quesadilla. We have reached that point in the podcast. Could be a thing. Who knows? We'll get some Pump It Up music. Yeah. But anyway, support us and support the walk-ons on the Iowa football team and the children in the Iowa University of Iowa Children's Hospital by checking out our friends at DRF Sports, right? Not a better way to support children in the hospital than betting on your favorite sports games. Parlays, straight up bets, teasers, whatever you want to do. They got it. DRF Sports. They are the title sponsor of this show. I'm in fact going to be doing some work from the Iowa State Fair with DRF. Boots on the ground action, if you will. I might even be podcasting, calling Kevin and Drake in as I sit at the Iowa State Fair in an air conditioned booth as people walk by. And it might even be like a live show. I'm not sure the way it's going to work, but there's potential that you'll be able to, if you choose to go to the Iowa State Fair on the right day, you might be able to walk by a certain little shed, shack, whatever, the iHeart booth that sits there on that main road and listen in on a live Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast, which would be pretty sick. No doubt I'll be doing it and also be making a few other appearances to kind of rep the brand and rep DRF. DRF Sports, ia.drf.com. Check them out. They're the hometown kids, the Iowa brand, the place that you need to go and make some green. As well as AdCraft. AdCraft, they're who do. They are the people who help us with our merchandise. We've got the single-sided flag, the double-sided flag. There might even be another flag coming down the pipes here in the next couple months as we get closer to football season, if you know what I mean. Block design. We'll bring that out. Talk about that more in a little bit. But DRF. AdCraft is, honestly, after we got kind of just bent by the first company that we worked with, sold like, $35,000 worth of revenue in merch, and then had to send everybody an email that said, the company's just not printing it, so you get a refund and nobody gets their Christmas presents. Well, that sucked, right? And we didn't want to go through that again. So we found some people that don't deal with that kind of BS, people that not only do our merchandise, but help us out with storing our gear for our 24/7 store that is continuing to grow. And the art team over there is incredible. For those on the Patreon, you guys know about the fully tented and the DHT designs. They helped us with those, took those from out of our brain through email communication and actually spit out exactly what we were trying to do. So from top to bottom, every single part of the process, AdCraft, they're your people to go to for any custom merchandise. All right, real quickly, before we get into what I actually care about talking about, or what I want to talk about, not that this isn't important. A lot of you, I don't know why, several of you asked me to comment on this. I'll just bring it up quickly. Iowa received a basketball commit, women's basketball commit recently, Ava Jones. She's probably a baller. Haven't looked into her basketball wise, but then all of a sudden her and her family were on the wrong end of a car accident down in Louisville last night. They were in the hospital for a while, but it sounds like they're going to be okay. There was some reports from grandma or something. I don't know. But a new Hawkeye that may need your thoughts and prayers, or at least some attention on that story. I don't know if I don't know what's going on, but I think she's okay. And that's the update. I don't have much else. Kevin Ward.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. You're still here. I was wondering when you got hurt. We're going to get into the meat here in a second, but I'm curious when you got hurt, right? The old Jets injury that you sustained.
Yeah.
How is that going, by the way?
I got out of my sling last week. Still got about 3 months of PT looking at me right in the face, but we're progressing beautifully so far.
How does the, you get hurt, you're pretty smart, know a lot about the body. You're pretty sure almost immediately the day after we recorded a podcast, you're like, I'm pretty sure I just tore this. What does that do to you mentally? You know, you're a guy who is obviously, you know, up until that point, you were actually, unbeknownst to Drake and I, swimming quite often, enough that you had just swam a mile. You're obviously huge into training and nutrition and still being an athlete relative to most 27, 28 year olds walking around out there. And I know that sometimes, at least for me, because this is where this question comes from, you miss like one day or you have one bad day. And even that little bit of off course misdirection starts to play on your mind. Like, God, I don't like taking a step back. Like, I'm going to lose everything I worked for. How did you approach this mentally, and injuries that you had back when we were playing? Does that fuck with you?
You know, a little bit, yeah. So I'm a huge routine guy. Anything that throws me out of my routine kind of, you know, throws off the rest of my day. And my routine is pretty much always centered at the beginning of my day. What's the end of my day? I wake up early, I drink a smoothie, and then I go work out. So, you know, tear your pec bicep, you have a whole extremity that's not functioning, basically can't work out. I was, in fact, told stop working out. So that basically, that throws off your routine. It throws off my whole day. And I also feel a little bit, I guess, just a little bit off, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not, like, your whole day just feels a little bit off. It's different now, you know. Obviously, I'm not rushing back to get ready for a season or get back on the field. But at the same time, yeah, totally. Like you said, it feels like I just burned 5 months out of the prime of my life to be a good athlete.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And it definitely sucks more that it's in the summer, because yep. You can do so much more things in the summer than you can in the winter. But like, I can't go golfing. I was going to do a triathlon at the end of summer. Not going to be able to do that anymore. It sucks, but I'm a grown man, so you got to get over it. But back as a kid playing football in college, I think it really fucks with you, and it takes some grit to kind of get your way through it. Mainly for me, I can't speak to how everyone goes through it, but when you're in college playing Division I football and you're not a starter and you get hurt, then you see someone else pass you up on the depth chart and start taking your reps, that fucks with you mentally a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that part of it.
I was like, damn, did I just miss my chance? Is it over? Is he taking my reps? Then, selfishly, you're almost thinking like, damn, I hope he doesn't do that good so I get my spot back.
Yeah.
It's a terrible mindset to have, but, those thoughts creep in your head.
Absolutely.
It's tough. And then, you can talk about the physical part about it, going back and maybe not fully trusting whatever you got hurt. So, like, I remember when I hurt my knee our redshirt freshman year. I was off the field for 3 weeks, but it took me 3 months to feel confident in that knee again,
Yeah.
So there's lots of fun little injury psychology rabbit holes that you can go down.
Yeah. I know, and I think it's best if somehow, some way, you're the kind of person who just like, yeah, I am, I've got the past is the past, whatever happened, and now I just have to show up each day and do whatever it is that's going to best get me back in the quickest, most safe way possible. And that is generally probably the best way to go about it for anyone, but it's so hard to do that. Like you said, you just start hoping that like, oh, now it's a 4 month race for me just to get back to, structurally healthy so that from that point forward, I can start to get back to sports specific standard that I was at, which is going to take even longer. And you're hoping that whoever takes your spot or whoever your competition is, for me, I relate this to, I've had this like knee issue going on and it's gotten a little bit better. I don't know if it's actually torn or if it's just really bad tendonitis. I go back and forth between going in and getting an MRI or just kind of continue to work out because I've been able to continue to do everything I want, basically pain-free, except for when I'm like not working out. Then it, the adrenaline and everything goes down and I feel it. And it's like, well, do I get surgery and just waste, like you said, 3 to 6 to maybe more months of your prime athletic, top shape of your career of what you can physically be as a human to just replace an injury or repair one? It's like, man, messes with you.
It messes with you a little bit. This injury, it'll be 5 months before I can, take all the training wheels off and train just like I was before. It'd probably be another 5 months to get back in the form I was before then. So,
right.
Talk about that. That's a year of not being at your peak. And
yeah.
For competitive athletes, that's what we live off of,
Right.
It's just that competitive edge. And when you take that away from you, you're not at where you can be. It fucks with your head a little bit.
A lot. Yeah. Mental toughness. All right. Did you completely stop working out or were you in the gym on the bike running those legs?
Yeah. So, going back to the non-compliant patients, had surgery, started walking around the next day more than I should have been. So went on some, I think I was in the bike by Monday.
Yep.
I was lifting weights, other parts of my body. And about 2 weeks later, started doing some stuff way ahead of schedule with the injury site, so we're getting there.
If I injured one of my arms, elbow, whatever, hand, shoulder, I would be doing so much zone 2, like low intensity training on the bike and maybe like some one arm rowing, like just completely immobilized in the shoulder. Like I would be a horrible patient as well. So I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So like my spot, you know what I'm talking about?
What was that?
In my gym, they have like a pit shark or a belt squat.
Oh, you know, really?
You just wrap the belt around your waist and you load up as much weight as you want.
Oh, amazing.
And, yeah, I was on that about a week after surgery.
Let's go. I have there's a guy who trains with Cole Fish here at the CrossFit gym 15 minutes away that I've gotten to be buddies with a little bit, and he tore his pec and has like a, you know, like a 6-month recovery on it. And he was in the immobilizer full on just under the real back squat bar with 405, like 10 days out of surgery, just holding on with one arm. So
like
fun.
like a actual, like just straight barbell or
straight up barbell. Straight up barbell, stepped underneath it one side. Just like if you were to literally take one arm off and just put it on your chest and stabilize it with the other. I can send you a video of it. I mean, it's obviously not smart.
That's absolutely insane, because usually you're squeezing the fuck out of that thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, not only that, but just, the pressure of anything over like 135 sitting on your thoracic cavity, like you would have to feel that in the shoulder still.
Yeah. I would recommend that. So I just started getting under the safety bar this past week as soon as I got out of the sling.
Yeah. The safety bar's nice.
It feels fine. Plus, yeah, like you keep your arm right at your side. You don't have to worry about putting it back and stretching out your pec and squeezing it that way. But even when you're in that safety bar spot, you're still activating that injury site. So
oh yeah.
That would be a little bit too aggressive for me. I am like in the 98th percentile of aggressive rehab for patients.
Yeah.
This guy is an absolute nut.
I'll send you the video. This guy does.
Yeah, please do.
He is, this year, I don't know where we'd be at now, but he was about 130 spots ahead of me. He actually got 220th in the country. So he's elite as well. So he's pretty pissed about kind of being on the mend. That safety bar, as a side note, in fact, like if you actually aren't doing squats for a specific reason, like a show where you need them for some specific reason, I would almost recommend the safety bar as like the
great piece of equipment.
At some point I'll probably switch over to exclusively using that when I'm older.
Yeah. I agree. I think it puts a lot less pressure on your back.
Yeah.
And also you can use it great for single leg movements too. It just stabilizes on your back. You can use your hands to stabilize yourself and load your lower body without putting the weight on your spine. Yeah, DeMarco's huge on that. We gotta have DeMarco back on sometime.
I know.
But He doesn't barbell squat his athletes.
I know. It's crazy.
I did a program where I was just doing that rear foot elevated single leg. And I got really strong.
Nice. Yeah, I hit that second day of the 20 rep today. So that was fun. All right, let's get into this. Did you see the posts coming out about the NIL club at all?
I did.
Okay. So this is the meat, the good, the juicy part of the episode. Welcome everybody. As in post, I will put a skip ahead to here, to this point, to this time mark in the episode to really get to the stuff that you actually care about. Kevin and I are now going to discuss what is being called and come out on social media as the Iowa City NIL Club. And this is a player statement. And just from the beginning, this looks very player-backed. Like they came up with it. The idea here in my mind is this comes across as something that the players created. They are fully sort of pushing it on social media and they're controlling it. So I'm very interested in the details of this, but it basically says this, and multiple of the players have posted this. It says, Dear Hawkeye Nation, our team has come together to launch the Iowa City NIL Club. The Iowa City NIL Club is a membership-based community that allows fans to access and support the players like never before. Benefits of becoming a member include the following: a meet and greet with the team, an annual NIL Club members-only tailgate, online community to engage with the players, and access to player-created content. The 2022 Access Pass will cost $200, $199, and include all of the above benefits. Proceeds from the sales will equally support every team member that is participating in the club, which I would assume, we'll talk about in a second, would be everybody. 2,000 Iowa City NIL Club Access Passes will be available for purchase starting in late July. Owning this digital Access Pass is how you become a member of the club. If you're considering supporting the club, join early at iowacityNILClub.com. Yours truly, Iowa Players. Initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts. Why don't you give me your initial thoughts, Cleaver?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, that sounds like a good idea. Let's put extra content behind a paywall. Who thought of that? That would be your boy.
Well, you do that.
We do that. I think it's a brilliant idea. What the players have essentially done here is, assuming they're in control of this thing, I don't know who else would be, is they've essentially started their own Patreon. They've started their own walk-on army, an NIL army, where they create they've got their own website that someone is helping them with, clearly, and it's basically Patreon. Like, and there's one tier. You sign up for the tier, it's $200 for the year, right? Yeah, $200 for the year. And for that, you get perks. And really, the biggest perk is you get to say that you're a part of helping out with the NIL for Iowa student athletes, but then you get other stuff as well. And I think it's absolutely brilliant. I actually don't know why this didn't come across my own mind. It's essentially a collective that it's like a budget collective, if you want to put it that way. Like, it's only $200. That means it's pretty, you know, as an adult, you can probably fork a lot of people. I'm not going to say everybody. I don't know your financial situation, but you can probably fork over $200 if you're a big fan of the Hawks, right? I know for a fact that the walk-ons, the Washed Up Walk-Ons brand, I'm going to sign up for us and we're going to support that for $200. And, you know, it's for people who don't have 10 or 20 or 100 grand to throw at a big time, you know, big donor collective, but who still want to help out. And, I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, great idea, but absolutely. I mean, like you said, fishing for NIL money from, you know, the masses, if you will, instead of the deep-pocketed boosters. And, you know, they get something out of it. There's only one thing that I don't like about it, and I don't care who you are, how cool you are, you're the president of the United States. I hate the idea of having someone pay you to spend time with them. It just makes me cringe.
It's so grimy,
I get that they get... I don't care any person on the planet, Elon Musk or DeBaz Napier or Michael Jordan. I don't care. I'm not paying anyone just to hang out with me. I just hate that idea, you know? But it's absolutely worth it to some fans. So by all means, go for it.
I would say I echo that. I think if it's, like, if it was solely for that, like, hey, $200 and you get to come hang out with us, even then, it's not solely just to hang out with them. It's, you know, it's 50-50. You're giving them an extra 10 meals in their pocket or some, you know, a couple extra pair of shoes for some spending money or whatever. But the fact that there's at least multiple perks here,
That
makes it a little bit less slimy. I agree with you. Just money to hang out with somebody is weird, but I don't find it as weird in this context if it's a group of players and a group of fans. right? The one-on-one stuff is definitely weird. I find it interesting that, so it says, the wording here says proceeds from the sales will equally support every team member that is participating. So now I'm curious if there's
who are you buying content from and the rest right. go hang out with?
Right. I'm curious if on the inside, on the other side of this thing, as a player, if there's a bare minimum requirement of what you have to do or agree to be a part of the beneficiaries of this club, right? Because it sounds like in the fourth bullet point of benefits, you get access to player created content. Okay. So the first place my mind goes to is that Spencer and Padilla were supposed to have a podcast this summer. I don't know what happened to it. And maybe this is it. I don't know. Players come out with their own podcast, and the only way you have access to it is if you're part of the NIL club, right? Player created content, or, you know, they get the video guys at the complex each week during some of their downtime to shoot a weekly video where they, I don't know, they do a talk show or whatever. I don't know what the player content is. Maybe Wampa, who this was interesting. Wampa hit me up. This is the power we have. I'm telling you, we got power, Kevin. Wampa was in. We have power. With great power comes great responsibility. Wampa was in my DMs and the Wash Up Walk-On's DMs, as well as a couple other players saying, hey, if you could help us spread the word on this, that would be great. So,
yeah, I'm all for getting our boys their money. Let's do it.
But do you think then it's like, okay, you have to put up, like, you got to be a part of creating content here, or at minimum, you got to show up to the meet and greet and the members only tailgate and participate in whatever online community that they're offering to engage.
I'm sure they're going to like have some minimal requirements for the guys who are part of the group to, you know, contribute. My one question is everyone on the team welcome to join this group, or are we going to, you know, let the freshman walk-ons like say, hey, you guys aren't entitled to any of this money because you guys ain't bringing any of it in. You know?
That's a good question. That's a great question. Cause if I'm Wampa or if I'm Spencer or Riley Moss, I'll give you the quick math on that. They're offering, I think they,
so
I what, don't,
because 2000 memberships times $200 a piece. So that's $400,000,
$400,000. They're going to sell out of those easily.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw something, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but I saw something reported that in the first hour they had already sold 400 of the 2000.
Yeah. So they were
already at $80,000 of money. If you do the math on that, I think I did the quick math on 125 guys earlier. So say every guy on the team, and that might be an off number. It might be 115. It might be 118. I'm not sure. Let's just go with 125. That gives each player, assuming that they sell out of the 2000, about $3,200 a year, which is fantastic. That's two extra scholarship checks. I would have taken 30. And now you look at the value there for one of the true freshman walk-ons, and they think that they're a king, right? Can you imagine us getting 3,200 as true freshmen? But you look at
I'm still paying tuition. No, I couldn't. I couldn't imagine getting paid while I'm still getting. Paying tuition.
But then you look at Wampa or some of the other guys who are bigger on social media. They have a bigger name inside of the Iowa football community. They've clearly done more for the program already and have built a brand, if you will. And $3,200 for them, again, will equally support every team member that is participating. 3,200 for them, and the pull of why someone may sign up for the NIL club to hang out with one of those guys, that's undervalued. So I'm curious if there's a, I'm curious. So
basically, you could sell out with just 20 or 30 guys, the same you could do with everyone on the team.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking if you got eight dudes, I bet you could sell out. If you got eight dudes, give me Spencer, Riley, Wampa, Jack Campbell, Kayvon, Laporta, and two others, right? Just put two others in there. And you said that they were going to do a meet and greet or some kind of big dinner for whoever wanted to show up. And they got to do some kind of like intimate tailgate with them. And you got constant communication with those eight guys, like on this, whatever platform they're coming out with. And those eight guys all had like a podcast or a weekly 15 minute YouTube show that they did with each other or whatever. You're still getting 2,000 people to pay $200 for a year worth of that, 100%. So,
right. So multiply that 400 grand. Now you divide it 30 ways instead of 100 and something ways.
Right. It could be 30 ways. It could be, you know, if you got only 20 guys doing it, that's now 10,000. No, that's 20,000 or whatever, right? Just do the math. That 3,200 gets a lot bigger. So now I'm curious if on the inside, you know, like some of these linemen, or like you said, a lot of these true freshmen, what's their contribution here? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be the new high school lunch table. You can't sit with us. You can't join our NIL group.
I'll tell you what, Kev, you know what this makes me think of? We could have killed on our pizza reviews.
Oh man, that would have been golden content.
Dude, this is a perfect platform for that. If we would have gone behind a paywall, because let me tell you, the Kevin and Tyler pizza reviews, a la Dave Portnoy style, Dave started doing it, El Prez started reviewing pizzas, and Kevin and I think we did 20 places or something like that.
Basically, if you sold pizza in Iowa City area, you got reviewed.
You got reviewed. There was a whiteboard with all the rankings on it. And every Thursday after class, Kevin and I were reviewing pizzas. It was a small, I would say, probably 2 to 3 minute Snapchat story, sometimes longer, where we would do a full-on review, full-on mouth open chewing. It was beautiful. And in the beginning, people absolutely hated it or thought it was quirky. And then after a couple weeks, guess who was hitting up us for, I swear to God, the amount of texts or snaps that Kevin and I both got saying, hey, have you guys tried Falbo's so-and-so? Like, is that good? Like, what was the rating on that? It was pretty crazy. And people were tuning in. We were getting hella followers on that. So, you know, if you can, we were just two walk-ons, but if you can come up with some entertaining shit, I mean, we've basically done it with this podcast. People will follow and you can monetize it. So in the end, great opportunity. I'd love to.
You know, and I love the idea of them putting out more content too. I'm sure the fans will get their money's worth.
Agreed.
So,
oh, it's going to be, they could underperform on the four. There's plenty of people out there who don't know how to be a part of a collective. But if you would have just said, hey, we've got the Iowa City NIL club and it's to help us put together, I guess in this sense, it wouldn't necessarily be NIL money because it would just be for payment. They have to give something back on their end, which is why there's a perk or four. But even if there wasn't perks and it was just, hey, your $200 is going to go to support some extra spending cash for the players, they would have sold out of this thing. I'm pretty sure. Like, people just want to support the players. But the fact that they're doing perks and there's some benefits to this, it's going to be more than worth $200. Like I said, the walk-ons will be in unless they have already sold out, the walk-ons will be one of the exclusive members of the Iowa City NIL club. And it's a great opportunity. I'd love to know what the impetus was, who was behind the inner workings, the gears of this thing. Obviously they have, I don't think anybody on the team knows how to code a website, but they've got an Iowa City NIL. Let me just type that in, fact.
Yeah, we don't know how to code a website either, but we got one.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is they had to, they obviously have somebody who knows how to do that. So they've gone outside of just amongst themselves to, you know, have some people help them out. IowaCityNILClub.com. Oh yeah, it's a legit website. This is, and they've got a whole, oh, this is amazing. Access pass, membership benefits. Oh yeah, they're basically going to have a Discord, dude. They're copying the walk-ons. Hey, you think it was because of us?
No, I don't think it was because of us.
This came straight from us. They saw us cashing in and they said, hey, why don't we just create our own little, I don't know, man.
So you're saying we should start charging our fans $200 a year just to be able to listen to our content?
No, and we already do. At the third tier, you're paying, well, if you're smart, you're buying the annual option. And by the way, I'm going to sell you up quick on this. Throw your first 200 at the boys, right? Because we don't need it. I mean, I do fucking need it, actually, because we're looking at daycares right now. And evidently, you know, your average fucking daycare is like $275 a week, right? And hey, that's fucking expensive, right? So actually, throw your first 200 my way. Go to patreon.com/washupwalkon, sign up for that annual third tier. But your second $200, go over to NIL, Iowa City NIL Club, throw it at them. And, but yeah, we're already, I mean, it's $120 for a year at the top tier for us. Maybe we got to bump our prices. I'm just kidding. We'll never bump our prices.
I think we got to give our fans some more love, man. They're paying for some premium quality shit.
So it's time to do the OnlyFans.
You guys give them Dickhead Tuesday.
Let me tell you this, Dickhead Tuesday, an extra hour every week, an extra 50 plus hours of exclusive podcast content from me and Drake just being absolute assholes. That's probably worth your entire subscription fee, I would say. And then these people are making it back in their discounts on the merchandise, on the Hawks by a Million stuff, on the exclusive items that we come out with. They're given to the children. We're over delivering. If anybody wants to fucking come at me on that one, then come at me and I'll resell you on it and you'll be a part of the army in 10 minutes. But yeah, I think this is a beauty. Player content. Oh, right here. Watch player generated discussing past games, upcoming matchups, practice updates, recruiting stories, etc. Yeah, they're going to give like it's going to be like an inside access. Meet your favorite players at ICNC events and attend member only tailgates in the fall. Online community. Join members only message boards and chat rooms discussing all things Iowa football from recruiting to game day. Ooh, that could get dicey though. They're going to open up a chat room to 2,000 people who are going to be able to discuss the games with them. There's going to be some people who go in there and say, you know, it's just going to turn into like Twitter. There's probably going to be a moderator who shuts some of that shit down, I imagine.
Yeah, but okay. Who's paying $200 to just go talk shit to these guys?
Bro, you know, it's going to happen, dude. You know, it's going to happen.
It probably will happen.
Because even some of these people with $200 who love the Hawks get frustrated and drunk, and one of them's going to get on there and be in a conversation with Petrus, and then he's going to have to go, you know, Petrus is going to stop responding Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they're going to play the game, and he's going to throw two interceptions, and that guy's going to get on right away and say, fuck you, Spencer, in the chat room that he paid $200 to be in. And like I said, I think it'll get moderated out of there, but I 100% think that will happen. There will be rules of like no cussing, no berate. Like once you
remember when we couldn't have Twitter.
Yeah. Now they're
like,
allowing them.
That was like two years ago, bro.
Yeah. And now they get private access with these fucking Cheeto fingers. Dude, we were ahead of the game. I'm telling you. Ahead of the game. And you know where we would have went next, Kevin? Ice cream reviews. We could have been doing hella review shows, fucking comedy bits. Third floor vines would have taken off. Oh my God, man.
Well, let's be honest. If Third Forest Vines was going to take off, it would have taken off.
No, we were decent.
Yeah, we had a couple of funny ones, but we were nowhere on
Diebel. We were not Diebel.
Lomax's level.
We weren't Diebel. Rest in peace. All right. Well, it's interesting. We'll probably talk a little bit about it some more on when Drake comes back, because I'm thoroughly interested in what he has to say. But imagine if they just started, they added a little exclusive not safe for work perk, and you just start getting like shirtless workout videos, right? Think of what you could bump that price to.
You think we got some...
I think you and I and Drake should probably get on that.
Well, you just want to start selling porn now, or what's the deal?
I mean, hey, you heard how expensive those daycares were. You know, and I basically already do it for free. I mean, if you want to look at my pecs, just follow me on Instagram, and every other day you're going to see videos of me without a shirt on. I mean,
so basically we're talking OnlyFans now. So
we're talking straight OnlyFans, and you can get, well, that would be interesting for Drake, because him rolling around naked with other guys would essentially just be like the beginning of a gay porn video. So I don't know. What's the market on gay porn these days? Oh shit. You haven't eaten dinner yet, have you?
I have eaten dinner, actually. I haven't eaten dinner.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll let you go. I got to edit this thing, and then life goes on, but we will be back again. I know we haven't talked about the Caden Proctor stuff, including his peers who are committing alongside him. Just in the last 2 days since Proctor committed, we got a tight end. There was another lineman just ahead of Proctor. So a lot of recruiting news, and I might even save that because I think I know for a fact that Eicholt's coming back on for a full episode before the season kicks off, which is only in 61 days, bro.
That's what I was going to say when you're doing the DRF segment, man. It is July. College football starts in August.
Dude.
We are coming around the corner. It's time to get ready for some Iowa football.
And you know what that means? You know what else comes back?
Go ahead and play the clip.
DJ Kevin. Yes.
Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's right around the corner, baby.
Awards winners will be back in action this year. And
we'll be back.
Ooh, I'm actually juiced hearing that music, man. I'm fired up.
Best segment we do, man. Best segment we do.
I can't wait. I'm going to leave you guys with this again. Baby Kluver is way more important than the current Iowa player. So go to patreon.com/washupwalkons. That's a joke. Actually go to iowacitynilclub.com and sign up, because this seems like a pretty damn cool opportunity. And it's going to be literally putting thousands of dollars in each of the players' pockets. So seems like a good thing for me. Like we said, DRF, shout out to the boys sponsoring the episode, the best in the biz. Go bet with them and make some money. And we'll talk to you guys in 3:32. Was this 3:31? I don't even know. OnlyFans coming soon. Pictures of Kevin eating dinner. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.